confess your sins to me. With the planks upon the sun, you didn't have me thrice in grief. And when the rooster crowed, it's my hands that had to bleed. Oh, when you say your prayers, I want apologies. And when you say your prayers, don't tell me you're sorry.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most. FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@UMD.com.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Rotten Teeth. You're listening to WMUC-FM College Park, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but this is my last show, and my name is Tiffany, and I will be your host for the last time. So yeah, this is the last show of Rotten Teeth, like, ever. Because I'm graduating, so I won't really be coming back to campus. But yeah, I was walking here trying to decide, really what I wanted to say for this last show, because I only do have an hour, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to play all these tracks, because I'm going to be talking quite a bit. But for this show, last show, I titled it Matriarchy. So that's just gonna be the concept and the theme for this hour. And I was thinking of matriarchy because for this final show, I really wanted to pay homage to all the women who came before us. And I think many people talk about like their mothers or their grandmothers as the person they admire most whenever they're like asked who's like the strongest person in your life. Just I think in terms of the hardships that they have to go through. And so I think this lineage of women really turned out to be an established like structure of strength and wisdom in our society. And I think there's a certain resilience that's unique to women that's really admirable. Another one of the things that I really tried to push on this show for these 2 years at least is like this inclusion of really extremely alternative expression. And I hope you sort of like got that through the music and just through the vibes. Just this like inclusion of freaks. I love freaks. I like things that people are like generally uncomfortable with or like reject sort of at first sight. And I really like people who don't conform to societal norms in extreme ways. And I think it's good to get under people's skin sometimes and just stay there. So I just tried to put artists on the show that push those invisible boundaries that are sort of like in place. But music means a lot to me. I think this sounds like so corny, but like it really does like have the ability to make you feel alive and sort of like find your own identity in music. And I actually started this show like not really knowing a whole lot of electronic music. If you remember in the first season, I really just did like a mix of Chinese metal and electronic. But I've really gotten to love electronic music through this show and discovered artists, and I hope you discovered them with me. But yeah, I hope in general that you really enjoyed the music on the show and discovered new artists you like. I really tried to put fine Chinese artists as well that kind of fit the vibe that I like, this industrial vibe, just as a tribute to my culture. But I also hope that I put forth ideals that are worth thinking about. I've talked a lot about this, but I think womanhood in general is so complex that sometimes I feel like the things that we have to go through just are so disgusting and so filthy that I sort of imagine this very, very filthy femininity. But for today's show, today's playlist is not that original. I don't have a bunch of new artists. I just put artists in the past that I really like, and I'm bringing back some tracks that I really like. So this playlist is really like a compilation of like Rotten Teeth favorites. But today I'm putting the Sissy Misfit agenda to filth, hopefully in your brains and indoctrinating you all in her supremacy. I've been pushing the Sissy Misfit agenda this whole semester, but this season really would not have been possible without her. She really is just such an inspiration to me, and I hope you like her music too. I think I'll talk more in the closing statements because I'm just not sure I'll have enough time, but first I'll play the music for you. So for this first song is an artist that I played in the very first semester, and this is Tu Sing. I actually don't know if he's a Chinese artist. I think he might be Taiwanese, actually. But he's really good. He does really good stuff with like drums, so they sound like very powerful. So I hope you enjoy this one. Thank you. That was To Sing For You, and up next is Someone Loved It by Kavari, and this is from her EP Suture, and this was the very first ever like EP slash album I've ever heard from her, and I fell in love with her through that one, so I hope you guys love it as well. Again, that was Someone Loved It by Kavari from her EP Suture. Up next, I got some Sissy Misfit tracks for you. This is from Push the Needle. Not from Push the Needle, sorry. This is from her album Exoskeleton, and this is Push the Needle. This was the very first track I heard from Sissy Misfit, and I fell in love with her ever since. And then after that is Skinny Dip from her album Remixes Dungeon, and this is a remix by Jessie.mp3 of Sissy Misfit. And that was two amazing tracks by Sissy Misfit. And up next, I'm going to sort of try to slow it down for you guys. This is Sidekick by Two Hollis, which is really good, followed by Tunkeeb. I don't know if that's how you say it, sorry. Tunkeeb by Mukata, and this is from Camille Munkus. Sorry if I said that wrong. I believe Mukata is a Palestinian artist, if I'm not mistaken. I played him for one of the shows that I did, mostly... Okay, yeah, he is Palestinian. I just wanted to make sure. But I played him for one of the shows that I did, just trying to play like Palestinian and other Arab artists. But I really like him, especially. I've really liked, grown to like his music, so I hope you guys do too.
Tell me she need that. Try say that you miss me, you know who I am. She need that. She need that.
This fucking girl told me she need that.
Camera lights flash on me, can't see, can't breathe, I'm nauseous. Camera lights flash on me, can't see, can't breathe, I'm nauseous. Camera lights flash on me, can't see, can't breathe, I'm nauseous. Camera lights flash on me, can't see, can't breathe, I'm nauseous. Thank you.
You just heard Tanki by Mukuta, and before that was Sidekick by Two Hollis. Up next is How to Fight by Earth Eater. I had to put Earth Eater on here. She's, I've listened to her for so long, and honestly, like, she's genuinely, like, one of my favorites. This is from my favorite album of her, Phoenix Flames Are Due Upon My Skin. I really like the lyrics. I encourage you to go check them out. They're very meaningful, and I hope you like this song.
I've tasted matters of my own blood and learned to like it. I've gone under the knife of love, dissected every vein I've ever.
That was How to Fight by Earth Eater from her album Phoenix Flames Are Due Upon My Skin. I hope you like that. I really like the song. It's a really, like, really nice, like, ballad sort of type. Up next is Bite by Naked. This one is very, like, blatantly aggressive, which is what I like about it. I think it's more like death industrial techno. That's how I would categorize it. But I hope you like it. I really like the amount of aggression in this one. And you just listened to Sissy Misfit again. This is also from her album Crawlskin. This is called Meet Me at the Collapse of All This. I hope you really like that one. That one is like really dramatic, but it sort of like dies down at the end. That I really like that like little period of silence. Up next are sort of the last songs of the hour, which is really sad. But I have some more upbeat tracks for you. This is GMFU by Odetari and Barely Human, and then Torture Me by 100 Gex and Skrillex, which is amazing, amazing, and I hope you like it. Torture Me by 100 Gex and Skrillex, and before that you just heard GMFU by Auditari and Barely Human. I'm gonna play my last song of the hour and the last song ever. This song is a little different from what I usually play. This concept of the show today, Matriarchy, which I've put out, is sort of like semi-dedicated to my mom, because I feel like without her, I wouldn't be the person I am today. This song is really special for me and her because it's something that we listened to a lot, like when I was younger and she was driving and I would like be in the front seat of the car. But I remember she used to have like these stacks of like CDs in the car, and I remember you used to be able to like put CDs and like play stuff in the car. But she would always play, whenever she would play this song specifically, and like the CDs would be of like these old like 90s Mandarin like pop ballads, which she listened to when she was my age. But whenever she would play this song, which is called Guo Huo by Jeff Chang, there's a lyric in there that goes like, and then I think it means something like, this is like not a direct translation, but it's something like, oh, I gave too much freedom to you or something, and then now you're lonely. And I think it's about a guy who sort of like regrets like what he missed. But yeah, the lyric is like Guo Huo, which for some reason when I was younger, I always thought they said like Gini Bolo, which means give you pineapple. So she would always like laugh and then like correct me. But yeah, the song is like very sentimental to me, so I want you guys to hear that as well. And it's something a little bit different.
就不够，你始终有千万种理由，我一直都跟随你的感受，让你疯，让你去放纵，以为你有天会感动，关于流言我装作无动于衷。所有的梦已破碎，才看见你的眼泪和后悔，我是多想再给你机会，多想问你究竟爱谁，既然爱难分是非，就别逃避，勇敢面对，给了他的心你是否能够要得回，怎么忍心怪你犯了错，是我给你自由过了火，让你更寂寞才会陷入感情漩涡，怎么忍心让你受折磨，是我给你自由过了火，如果你想飞伤痛我背，是我原本给的就不够，你始终有千万种理由，我一直都跟随你的感受，让你疯，让你去放纵， 以为你有天会感动，关于流言我装作无动于衷，直到所有的梦已破碎，才看见你的眼泪和后悔。我是多想再给你机会，多想问你究竟爱谁，既然爱难分是非，就别逃避，勇敢面对，给了他的心你是否能够要得回。怎么忍心怪你犯了错，是我给你自由过了火，让你更寂寞，才会陷入感情漩涡。怎么忍心让你受折磨，是我给你自由过了火，如果你想飞，伤痛我背。怎么忍心怪你犯了错，是我给你自由过了火，让你更寂寞，才会陷入感情漩涡。怎么忍心让你受折磨，是我给你自由过了火，如果你想飞，伤痛我背。
That was the last song for Rotten Teeth. I hope you like that. I'll just make some closing statements before ending it off forever for the hour. Thank you for tuning in for the last time. Rotten Teeth, like, I think the show really started as like a small idea I had. I wanted to play music I liked, but I also just wanted to talk in general about like abstract concepts and sort of like how I view the world. But I started this in fall of my junior year, so I put a lot of love into this show these past 2 years, and I hope you guys felt that. And I'm probably gonna make like a big playlist compiling like all the songs I've played on the show before, so if you're interested, just follow the Instagram. It's rotten_teeth with 3 underscores. Or if I really feel like it, I'll make like a Substack with everything. But shout out to WMUC as well. College radio is like so amazing and so beautiful, and I'm really grateful to have been given an hour each week to do whatever I want. It's sort of rare that you find this permission of creativity. And shout out to all the senior DJs as well. I can't believe we're graduating. But yeah, I hope just for this show that you take something of it with you, and some of the ideals that I've put out. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Even I'm really grateful for every listener I've ever